On the December 13th edition of WNA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Fork Union Military Academy football coach John Schumann. Jed and Schumann talked about how the lack of mid-year enrollment at UVA affects student-athletes trying to get into college.
I think a guy with a real unique insight on this at the high school level is with us for the first time on this show on the Casellas Hotline on the Best Seat in the House. He's a legend in the state of Virginia. He's the postgraduate football coach at Fork Union Military Academy. He is John Schumann with us on the Best Seat. Coach Schumann, it's Jed Williams. Great to have you on the show for the first time. How are you tonight, sir?
Jed, I'm doing great, and thank you for having us, and we're here to represent Fork Union.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, Fork Union delivers so many great kids to colleges every year, students in general, first of all, and then athletes, and in your case, football players. You know, our subject tonight, Coach Schumann, is mid-year enrollment, and why it's become such a growing topic in college football. How big do you think this subject has become? I don't know if we were having this conversation 15 years ago, but mid-year enrollment, that's a pretty big deal now in college football, isn't it?
Most definitely. The mid-year enrollment is just freaking expanded so much, it's gone crazy. But, you know, people are doing it. There's so many great, talented kids out there now. That's a way to level off kids, get some kids in August, get some kids in January, and keep the advantage.
For these kids themselves that choose that they want to go early and try to enroll in January versus August, what's the greatest attraction for them? What motivates them to want to make this decision more than anything else?
Well, what's motivating them is that most schools want to get a kid in as quick as possible and get them under their academic niche and get them in their computer services and their programs and tutorials and so on. So it is a fast-paced environment to get them hooked in academically. A lot of things ride on this, graduation rates and so on. So a lot of these schools are coming in and using that and saying, hey, we want to get you in there, get you under our watch as quick as we can.
How about just the subject of on-the-field football playing time? So it helps your academic adjustment, but if you're able to get in there in January and make the adjustment academically and culturally and also go through spring practice as a first year, how much does that help your prospects to get on the field, Coach Schumann?
Oh, most definitely. Once a kid gets in there, starts getting that playbook, starts getting those 20 days, getting in with the strength program and so on, and get dialed in. And once you get in there in spring, then you stay all summer. So you're almost doing your 8 months training from the time you enroll in January all the way through the start of preseason. So, most definitely, you get in there and get showing your wear right away. You get to be able to move up there, and playing time is a big factor now. Everybody wants to play early and get out there and play in those bowl games. So yeah, most definitely playing time is a big factor, and just getting in there and getting indoctrinated in those 20 days of spring practice.
He sent over 50 guys to the National Football League. The longtime postgraduate coach at Fork Union Military Academy, John Schumann, with us on the Best Seat in the House. Coach, if we broke down numbers or percentages, how many of your prospects that go on to play Division I college football, how many are we talking about now that want to do this, that think about mid-year enrollment? I mean, is this a really high number at this point?
Oh, my gosh. We're one of the last schools to have an option half year versus full year, and we're still in experimental stages. But I have 67 kids, and all of them are, you know, just feeding at the bit to try to get a school so they can enroll in January. So it is widespread all over our barracks here, and most of our guys are trying to find a way to start January 5th or January 15th somewhere.
You have a long-standing relationship with the University of Virginia, first with Coach Welsh, now with Coach Groh and his staff with the Cavaliers. Virginia has never had, Coach Schumann, in any form or fashion, a policy of allowing mid-year enrollees at UVA. You feel like UVA's hurting itself, maybe falling behind a little bit by not seizing that opportunity and doing what other schools are doing and allowing kids to enroll in January?
Most definitely. I think they're losing out on a few of those prospects that are graduating early, and these other prospects. I know I heard them in the case of Robert Armstrong. We had him a few years ago. He was gung-ho about it. He got eligible early. Didn't want to stay and fulfill his commitment with us. So, you know, since UVA couldn't take him, he bolted to Maryland and this and that. So, and still, I told him from this day, he went up to Maryland, didn't pan out. He's now transferred to Morgan State. So you need to go to a place that's going to take care of you, that's going to fine-tune you like a UVA. I can't believe you bailed out. So, yes, it's hurting them a little bit, not much, but there's going to be more cases where they're going to lose out on some kids.
let's talk about the circumstance of one of your current players, Jarrell Miller, formerly of Highland Springs, goes down to Carolina last year, was a top five player in the state, was sent back to Fork Union and had to get his release from UNC. First of all, what's the latest with Jarrell? Has he gotten the clean break finally from the University of North Carolina?
Yes. Jarrell received his release last Thursday. We signed it Friday morning. His parent signed their portion of it as well Friday morning, and he was released probably about 10:30 Friday morning. He did go ahead and take a Connecticut visit. He got back. He's with us. Coach Mike Rowe was with him yesterday, and things are moving positively with Jarrell, and we feel he's, you know, right now, we feel he is comfortable with UVA right now.
I don't want to ask you to speculate here, but again, Virginia's not going to enroll kids mid-year in January. Would they be the favorite for Jarrell Miller right now if they would take a kid like Jarrell mid-year?
They would definitely be the favorite if he could get in mid-year. I think they're still the favorite, and we have presented Jarrell with some alternatives of what he could do second semester and so on. So, you know, Jarrell wants to stay in state, and he wants to go to Virginia and represent the Highland Springs and the Richmond community very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's geared toward that. He's gonna find a way to get to UVA.
What are those options? If he can't enroll at UVA for the spring semester, what are some options out there that keep him in the state and give him that chance to go to UVA starting in August?
Well, the number one option would be to come back and stay with us at Fork Union and prepare. We would put him, like we did with John Copper and Billy McMullen and Tyrone Davis,
mm-hmm.
All of our UVA guys. Once they report back, we put them in classes that will help them make their freshman year and their transition stage in the summer a lot easier. So that's the number one thing. We want Jarrell to come back, make the commitment second semester. We'll do the same thing we've always done with Darryl Blackstock and Keenan. Every basketball game, we'll take him over there. We'll let him enjoy the crowd and jump up and down his military uniform. We'll bring him back, take him to spring practice, drop him off for meetings, things like that. So the number one option would be to get him to come back with us. The second option would be to take some community college classes, maybe either Piedmont or J. Sergeant Reynolds. Or the third one would just be, you know, Jarrell, go home, get a job, act mm-hmm. like that's your summer vacation from January to June. Get your mind ready to go in there this summer, to work out, to get in the transition period so that you're ready to go in August. So, you know, we've explained that to him. He's considering his options. And he's given us a pretty good indication right now the Wahoos are number one.
That's good to hear. John Schumann, the postgraduate football coach, Fork Union Military Academy, with us for the first time on the Best Seat in the House. Coach Schumann, let me ask you about another mid-year candidate, a gentleman by the name of Anthony Costanzo, 6'6", 255 pounds. He's an offensive tackle, is that right?
Yes, sir. He's an offensive tackle. He was one of the kids that we played tackle, tight end, and defensive line. Just to show his creativity and his ability to play in a lot of spots, but he will end up being a nice size offensive tackle in college.
And this kid, Coach, is smart off the charts to the tune of a perfect score on the ACT and a 4.4 grade point average. I mean, I know we can't sit here and change Virginia's policy, but if ever a kid was worthy of being the exception to the rule and getting in mid-year at the University of Virginia, doesn't Costanzo look like he's that kid?
Most definitely. Costanzo's off the charts. He's a genius-type guy. He's mathematically unbelievable. He's passed every AP and mathematical test ever imagined. You know, this would be a young man that I've already asked everybody over there, Coach Groh, Mike Groh, said this is the kid that can go in and set your second semester on fire academically. But, mm-hmm. you know, policy's policy, and we've already talked with Anthony about this as well. Anthony's ready to go home. He's from the Chicago area. Let the recruiting play out and, you know, go in there this summer, get his training, and enroll there in August. So he understands what's going on. He's a pretty smart guy. He knows that, you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it. We'll just take some visits, and let it play out and see where the chips fall. But I think he's number one in Virginia right now, too. So.
Okay. I wanted to ask you if this maybe hurts Virginia's chances more with a kid like Costanzo than it does with Miller. Since Miller's an in-state kid, Costanzo's from Illinois, and he has offers from all over the country and wants to enroll mid-year. Because he's not originally from the state of Virginia, does that hurt Virginia's chances even more in this case?
No, it's not going to hurt in this case at all because, you know, like you said, Fork Union has a way of leaning on kids, and we're leaning on this young man to go to UVA, and I think he's seeing it as well as we're pushing it. So I think we got a pretty good handle on that one. He's probably going to take a Vanderbilt visit around the 3rd or the 5th of January and just check it out to compare, you know, academics and professors and all that. But I think he's pretty good to go there, UVA-wise.
Okay. Coach Schumann, let me ask you one final question, our final few seconds here. The coaching staff at Virginia, you're in constant communication with them. You mentioned the Groves, Mike and Al. You mentioned Mike London. Have they expressed any frustration to you about the mid-year policy at the university, or do they simply understand what it is and realize there's probably not a whole lot they can do at this point to change it?
You know what? I think they just understand it because there's not have been any frustration at all relayed to us and said, this is what we do and this is what we're going to do. And, you know, we want these kids. We're just going to be honest and tell them, here's what we're going after. We're going to let our facilities and let our prestige of this school, you know, persuade them one way or the other. So right now the coaches, they know what's going on. And, you know, it's back when Ahmad Brooks changed her way of thinking back 6 years ago when he visited us and said he wanted to go half year, and we said we don't have that policy. We understood, you know, this is our policy, this is what we do, and so on. We have changed. It's experimental. Some of our guys on campus like our policy. A lot of our guys do not like it, so it wouldn't shock me next year if we go back to just stay into a full-year commitment. So we understand what they're going through. Their coaches understand that their policy is intact, so it's a great university. I guess they're going to follow it, and they'll deal with it.
Yep, we'll see what happens. John Schumann's the postgraduate football coach at Fork Union Military Academy with us on the Best Seat in the House. Coach Schumann, a pleasure to have you on the show for the first time. Really appreciate your insights, and I look forward to our next visit. Thank you,
sir.
All
right, babe. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Take care. That's John Schumann with us on the Casales Hotline. A lot of interesting stuff there. Said it's hurt Virginia's chances with certain players over the years. Virginia has a great package to offer, the overall academic, athletic, and cultural and social portfolio. But a lot of kids want the college experience starting earlier because they want playing time, they want the exposure, they want the chance to be able to find that opportunity to make a difference earlier in their college careers, whether it's football or other sports. It's not reduced or limited to football. It's other Olympic sports as well at different colleges around the country. Virginia has stuck to its policy zealously and is not changing, it appears. Should the Cavaliers change this policy? Is this something they need to do if they want to keep up in the college football arms race? Or is tradition tradition, ideals or ideals? And if you buck those for something like this, then what won't you bend or break at that point? We'll get your thoughts coming up at 977-1070 and 1-800-688-9462. On the other side of this break, we've gotten a high school coach's perspective. Now we get the perspective of the athletics director at the University of Virginia. Craig Littlepage, our guest, live on the Best Seat. We're coming right back Wednesday Best Seat.